The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings back Robert Saleh, who has already worked out. You cannot say, even if the Niners defense is horrible, it's probably going to be a roster issue and not a, or a personnel issue, I should say, and not a Robert Saleh issue. We know he's a good coach. We know he's a good defensive coach. It's the right hire. They got their guy in him. They also get Brant Boyer, who comes over from the Jets as a special team coordinator.
I think it's huge.
Yeah, it's a good hire. And from 49ers.com, they said during his Jets tenure, which was 2016 through 2024. So that's three coaches. So right there, that tells me he was there through three head coaches, which is a good thing. He led a special teams unit that ranked tied for second in total touchdowns with 9, second in blocked punts with 8, tied for 5th in special teams points scored with 63. An opponent kickoff return average 21.8. He's had a couple players earn first team all pro honors, Braxton Berrios and Andre Roberts, and three players who got selected to Pro Bowls under him.
Yeah.
So he's an accomplished coach. He's a good coach. I mean, look, I don't think anybody is experts on him, on Brant Boyer, but certainly reading what he did and seeing what the Jets accomplished with him, and also, like I said, the biggest thing, when you get new head coaches and they keep you on, you're doing something right. So that's a good sign. So two really good hires here at two spots they needed to. I don't think it fixes some personnel issues they have there, but coaching, Brian, they're better than they were when the season ended, I think by a lot.
By a long shot, yeah.
Also, what this does, I think it frees Kyle Shanahan up a little bit, a lot.
Yes.
To concentrate more on the offense and his other head coaching duties, because now Robert Saleh will be the head coach of the defense. I'm sure he'll still, you know, touch base and be involved somewhat. He's not going to have to feel like he needs to be in these meetings or whatever else, oversee what he's doing. And same thing with special teams. He got two guys who can run those divisions and he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You know, I still think one of the most interesting tidbits to come out of that Super Bowl loss against the Chiefs was the fact that Kyle Shanahan had quite a large hand in coming up with a defensive game plan prior to that game. Obviously I don't think that that's necessarily going to be the case with Robert Saleh there. That's a guy that he trusts. It's a guy that has proven himself in this league. I know Steve Wilks has done that as well, but again, he was new to Kyle Shanahan. No prior relationship or anything like that. You know, I think the most interesting thing to come out of Robert Saleh ending up with the 49ers, because the Jaguars, as dysfunctional as they are, finally did the right thing, which was to fire Trent Baalke, which allowed them to re-engage with Liam Cohen, the former offensive coordinator for the Bucs, and eventually hire him. However, what I think is interesting is that Saleh was, it was reported that Saleh was already putting his staff together, because after Cohen removed his name, I think Saleh probably felt like he was the front runner for that job. And so I think that Brant Boyer hire is probably Robert Saleh telling Kyle Shanahan, like, hey, look, I was putting a staff together. Brant was going to be my special teams coordinator. I know that you need one. I can vouch for him, you know, and now all of a sudden he went from no 49er fan had ever heard of Brant Boyer. And then all of a sudden it comes out that he's the front runner for the job. And you're like, wait a second, like they hadn't even interviewed him yet. And so I have to think that that's probably part of why that happened. And then
makes a lot of sense.
And then on top of that, both Nick Sorensen and Brandon Staley are both gone. Nick Sorensen is now the special teams coordinator in Dallas. Yeah. Okay. Again, don't know what's going on there in Dallas with the Brian Schottenheimer hire. I mean, whatever. Jerry, you do you. But it'll be interesting to see if Saleh brings some guys in, like a Joe Woods, possibly, who was here before with Saleh, as the, you know, as a pass game coordinator, secondary guy. because they're going to need it. You know, they've lost some assistant coaches, and again, Saleh was putting a staff together. You think he'd want to do a solid to as many of those guys as possibly can. So it'll be interesting to see how many of those names, you know, get announced as the weeks progress.
And it's just good to see the Niners kick off the offseason with some positive news, because it feels like there's just been nothing but holdouts and drama and all these types of things in the offseason. And there's more to come because we're waiting on Brock Purdy's contract and everything else that's going to happen. And we'll get into some of that in the show. But it's a great start. We talked about, or everybody has, I should say, the bad vibes last year and last offseason and last training camp. And you're starting off with some good vibes right now. I don't think there's a single person you could find who would be upset that Robert Saleh is coming back to the building.
No, not one.
I don't think one within the building. I don't think fan, nothing. Everybody's excited about this. He's a really good defensive coordinator. Regardless of what happened with him as a head coach, it's interesting with me as a head coach, because I keep saying I'm surprised he's getting, he got so much interest based on what happened with the Jets, based on sort of the feedback in New York. But what to me, what it says is that he's still very well respected in the NFL. And it's kind of, well, he was with the Jets and he got Aaron Rodgers forced on him and they missed on the quarterback. And maybe that didn't have anything to do with him. He's a defensive guy, and Zach Wilson. And he's not going to hold a lot of blame for that. And when you look at what happened with the Jets, they were underachieving with a good defense early in the season at 2-3. They fired him and the wheels came off. The defense was horrible. The offense was horrible. Everything about the Jets was horrible. And you go from an underachieving team to a joke when Robert Saleh left. So maybe there was more there than he was getting credit for in terms of the job that he was doing, keeping things together in what is and sort of always is a dysfunctional organization. So it's awesome to have him back. It's exciting. You know, Boyer, we'll see as the year goes on, but this does look like a solid hire. And hopefully he's going to try to bring some people in too, some special teams guys, you know, that he likes and everything else. But it's, you know what, for the Niners fans, we had a full season of bad news, 2024, starting with a really tough Super Bowl loss. It was a tough year to be a Niners fan. In 2025, we get a little bit of good news to start out with, man. And the fan base deserves a little bit of good news. So I'm happy to talk about some positive stuff.
Yeah, my only concern, and this was my concern when it came out that Saleh was, you know, it was Saleh or bust, is it certainly feels like we're going to be in the same place next year, because I have a feeling the 49ers defense is going to be good again. And Robert Saleh is probably going to get another head coaching opportunity. So what I am most interested in is whether or not this coming season we start to be able to either recognize or be told kind of who might step in once Saleh gets another job. Like when Saleh left for the Jets, everyone knew that D'Amico Ryans was just going to step up into that, that role. And you know, the name that, and I don't think it'll be this name, because he just, unlike D'Amico Ryans, he's still a little bit too, new to this, but, KJ Wright, who was the defensive quality control coach, last season for the 49ers. He's currently in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, coaching edge and outside linebackers, which I think is pretty cool. And, you know, it's very similar to D'Amico Ryans, where, you know, D'Amico Ryans came in when Kyle Shanahan got the job in San Francisco. Shanahan hired Ryans as the defensive quality control. I think he was there in that role for two seasons, and then he moved into linebackers coach. And then I think a season after that is when he ended up taking over as defensive coordinator. KJ Wright's first year was last year. I'll be interested to see if he gets an assistant role or if he stays in that quality control. But I think you got to, with knowing that Saleh is the hire, obviously he is the hire. You have to have your succession plan, because you know that he's going to get another opportunity. And so
it looks that way.
And, you know, if none of those opportunities are solid, maybe he stays, you know, another year, but you got to prepare for the future already. Because again, you know that he's going to be gone. So that's my only, that's the only disappointment to me, simply because, you know, I would have loved to see Kyle Shanahan get his Steve Spagnuolo, but It was not to be. And, you know, it's hard to be disappointed, knowing that, you know, Robert Saleh is your defensive coordinator. Cause you know, he's been a top defensive play caller for six seasons
yeah.
now. So,
yeah, he's proven, you know, he's a proven exciting. Commodity.
Yeah.
Proven absolutely. Commodity and a proven commodity with your team. There's you right. know, really no, other than losing him, I don't see a downside to right. it at all. It's just a tremendous move.